Something everyone talks about is how important trust and respect is in their relationship, but this story is the complete opposite of that. This true story all started in a quiet town in Colorado called Frederick, where there was a picture-perfect family. Chris and Shannon Watts had two little girls, Bella and Celeste, and a son on the way named Nico. Around 2 a.m. on August 13, 2018, Shannon Watts' friend dropped her off at her house from a business trip they had taken together. But after she dropped her off, she never heard from her. This made her friend very concerned, so she called Shannon's husband and the police. There was no sign of her or her kids until they found her car with all her personal belongings. They then declared her and her kids missing. Over the days, Chris's story kept changing. At first, he told police that he had no idea where Shannon and Bella and Celeste might have been, but then given media appearances appealing to the community for help in finding his missing family. The police started going through his phone and realized that he had been having an affair. Then, on August 15th, Chris took a polygraph and failed it. That's when he started to spill. Chris confessed to his father that he had killed his wife. Not long after, investigators found Shannon, Bella, and Celeste's body exactly where Chris said they were. They were at the Anadarko Petroleum site. Shannon's body was in a shallow grave and the two little girls were dumped into an oil tank. On August 21st, 2018, Chris was charged with his family's murders. He was charged with a total of 5 lifetime sentences in prison. People still think he deserves a worse punishment for what he did.